Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Ches, and we are on Zayin of Abayz. This is one of those dafim that are chaval that we don't have more time, but one should know there's some important lines, famous lines, and this is really like a Bavli type daf or so. But I shouldn't say that. It's a Yerushalmi daf, and it's just jam packed, and it's some fascinating lines that come up. Some are parallel to thoughts in the Bavli, and some are slightly different, as we will see. Shabbos daf ches, a daf to remember. As we shall remember every daf, but we'll see. Zayin Abayz, we are towards the bottom, and we just had 3 days in the Gemara, had to put together the different girsos. The Mishnah, our gir says that you shouldn't do all these activities close to Mincha, because you might get nigrar and not be able to daven, and you might forget. And the girsa of Reb Chia was Samach L'Chashecha. So how do you put them together? So we had the first day of, well, each one needs the other one in terms of telling me exactly what time it is, which is Mashba that is Mincha Ketana, because Chashecha is later in the day, and that gets into the sugya of Mincha Ketana versus Mincha Gedola. Number one. Number two, he said maybe the difference is for the different audience. Am Ha'aretz have to hear Mincha, because they might forget easier, while Tamid HaChachamim and Chaverim, you know, they'll remember, and therefore even later, there's not as much of a danger of forgetting, and maybe that's why Rav Chi is talking about Tamid HaChachamim. And the third day is Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, right? Machlok is in the fourth parak of Brachas, in terms of when the cutoff for Mincha and Ma'ariv is. Rabbi Yehuda says Plaga Mincha, the midway point between Mincha Ketana and Shkia, while the Rabbanan say Shkia, right? That's the cutoff between Mincha and Ma'ariv. They tell a story about the Kleisenberger Rebbe that one time he took his chassidim up north and he was davening mincha by the Rabbi Yehuda's kever, Rabbi Yehuda Bar-Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Stamer, Rabbi Yehuda Bar-Eloi, he's buried right outside at Tzfat. You go down the mountain, he's buried right there. Rabbi Shimon, his chavrusa, is in Meron, but his bar plukta. So one time he davened there, and then the next day he told us, "Hamidim, we have to go back." Like, we davened there yesterday. He's like, "No, we have to go back again. We have to go back again." And he goes back again, and they daven mincha again, and he cried, and he crying, and he crying by the mincha, and he davens mincha. They said, "Rabbi, what happened?" He says, "Yesterday we daven mincha, but it was after plag." So it's like, "Mamish, we're davening at Rabbi Yehuda's kever, we're davening mincha after plag mincha." And he says, "You have to daven mincha before plag mincha." So I wanted to go back to do tshuva, to daven mincha before plag, and ask him forgiveness. Okay. Lefnei asaper samach lemincha, achi ispala leikarnis lemerchas v'chulu. So again, all these activities, going to getting a haircut, and merchas v'chulu. But what did Mishnah say by all these activities? You're not supposed to start samach, meaning a half an hour before mincha. If you did, you don't have to stop. You don't have to stop the haircut. You don't have to stop the bathhouse, as long as there's time left for you to daven mincha. The question is, what does starting mean? What is v'mischilu? Same question as asked in the Bavli, and not the same exact answers are given. Some are parallel, but some are changed. So what does starting mean? So we're going to go through each activity. What does the start mean? Haschalas Hasaper Ezehu. What's called starting the haircut? What's called starting the haircut? Misha Yaschil Galeach. So the first day is, yeah, when he starts cutting. Misha Yaschil Galeach. That's when the haircut starts. Vahatani, but then we see in Ebraisa, Yashalol Galeach, Bov Amrlo Mesaviv. If somebody just sits down in the haircut chair and he finds out that his relative died, Hareze Mashlim Esrosho, right when he sits down, you can keep cutting the hair. Right, that's already considered haschala. Echad megaleach ve'echad misgaleach. Whether it's the megaleach or the misgaleach, the one who giving the haircut or one getting the haircut. Interesting, it says meis aviv. Tosfos in Maseches Bor Katan discusses: does this brisa prove that even an onain is not allowed to get a haircut? Because it says meis aviv was kvura done. So Tosfos says maybe it's not a raya. Maybe here it's meis aviv. You heard that one's father died and he was buried. You heard the whole, and that he's automatically an avel. Maybe that's what it means. An avil can't get a haircut. Or not. Or maybe it just means base aviv, you didn't have the kfur yet, and therefore this gemara would prove that an onain between death and burial also can't get a haircut. So it's a question, how do you understand this line? But the gemara just is explicitly just says in terms of death. The Karban Eda here discusses in terms of avelus being daraisa, derabanan, then that also might have an effect. Remember the machlokas we shown him, whether Bali Tosfos hold all of Avelus is Durabanan. The only thing that's Daraisa is Aninus. Aninus for Meiser Sheni, as we discussed in Seder Zrayim, maybe a couple of other halachas, Kudshim, but Avelus is Durabanan. The Rambam, the Rif, the Gaonim, others say no, first day is Daraisa. Right? The rest of it is Drabanan. And the Rambam himself says in Hilchos Avil, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and even though it says in Parshas Vayechid that the brothers sat Shiva for Yaakov Avinu, Yasal Aviv Evel Shivas Yamim, so how could you say it's not Daraisa 7 days? It says in the Torah they sat 7 days. That's the Rambam's Lashon, didn't the Torah, but it's Chad Shalacha. Borrowing for the Gemara and Shabbos, and that's a big topic that we are not going to get back into now. But don't learn halacha exactly from before. But the Gemara here, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? How can you say that the beginning of the haircut is when you start cutting? The Brisa says, even when you just sat in the chair. So the Gemara says, you're right. It doesn't actually mean cutting. Balo asya ella mishis ase voluntis. What it means is when you put the towel on so you don't get hair all over yourself. Right, they put an apron on. So that's called the beginning of the haircut. That's what the Brisa means. Doesn't mean yashav lo. It means he sat down and he put the thing on the cape and the robe so he doesn't get dirty. Right? That's the second line of the Karban Eidah. Baluntis. Sudar. Shenosnim al habirkayim. The garments, the bega that you put on the knees. Shleyuplu asaris al bagadav. So that it doesn't fall on your bagadav. Nowadays it's above the knees. But it's over the whole body. Okay, so maybe that's what the brisa means. And therefore what? Is it still a stira? Because the first line said, mishiaskal legaleach. So maybe you say, no, that's what it means, mishiaskal legaleach. The bigger the haircut means when you put the sheet on. Different ideas, whether it's all one shita. Haskalas amercha tzeizuhi. What's the beginning of the bathhouse? What's the beginning of the shower? Rabbi Zrika, Meshem Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mishiyata Chaguro. When he unlooses his belt, when he takes off his belt, Rav Amar, no, earlier, Mishiyata Minola, when you take off your shoe. If you look in the Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky here, he quotes from Derech Eretz Rabbah, right? One of the Masechtas Ketanos who says there's an order about taking off your clothes. That's what it says here. Hanichas Lamerchatz, because of Shikaritz Ketzid Yaseh, Choletz Minola, first your shoes, Umaslakas Kovo, then your hat, Umesiris Taliso, then your jacket, umatres chaguro, then your belt, uposhes chaluko, then your shirt. Go through the whole order. So shoes is first. So that's the machlokas here. Is it only mishayata chaguro, which is a later part of the process, or mishayatir minolo? Interesting. The order of taking off clothes. What about the order of putting on clothes? Is there an order about putting on clothes? So in Shas doesn't really talk about it, but there is one area. What about bigdei kahuna? What about putting on bigdei kahuna? So it's interesting, if you look in the Rambam has an order for all eight, let's say the Kohen Gadol. Seder, Levishas, Bigdei Kahuna. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig pointed out that Lashon of Seder. The Rambam doesn't have Seder too often. There's the Seder, like at Pesach. There's Seder, because it's not just like get dressed. Every beged has symbolism. Every beged has a destiny of what it's supposed to fulfill and be parallel to. So there's a Seder Levisha. In Shas, you only have one. In Shas, all it says is that the Michnasayim should be first, right? The boxers, because that should be Lachasos Basar Erva, right? If you put on the shirt, you put on the Ketones first, you put on the Me'il first, then your Erva is going to be covered even before you put on the Michnasayim. And the definition of the Michnasayim, the Pasuk says, is Lachasos Basar Erva. And therefore, that has to be first. The Rambam doesn't only have that. The Rambam has all. Oh, the whole order of all of them. Interesting. That's putting on. This is taking off. Continuing. Kadadur, Rav Shimon Levi. Like the following story about, what's called being in the bathhouse. Rav Shimon Levi, Avi Yolef, Shama Parshasa, Min Barbre, Bechol Aruva Shova. Rav Shimon Levi, who was no slouch, right? He stole the knife of the Malach HaMaves, in Maseches Ksubis, and he spoke to Elio and Navi, and when's Mashiach coming? Go ask him. Maseches Sanhedrin. So he used to hear a Dvar Torah from his grandson every Erev Shabbos. He used to ask his grandson, what did you learn in school? Every Erev Shabbos. Chadzman Inshi. 1 week he forgot. Even if Shimon Levi could forget. That's today's Musar also. Va'ol Mischi B'Ahinti Musa de Tveria. And he's in the bathhouse in Tveria. He's going into the bathhouse for Erev Shabbos. Va'vim Mistamech Al-Katafte Reb Chiya Barba. By the way, we haven't had a Agadata in months. So here it is, a real Agadata. So, and he's leaning on the shoulder of Rabbi Chiya Barba. Inhar, and all of a sudden he remembered. He's in the bathhouse on Friday afternoon. To lo shama parshas de min barbre. He remembers, oh, I forgot to call my grandson. I have to go. I have to go. What are you leaving now? Just go to the... No, I have to go. V'chazav anafekle. And he left. He left and he went out. my have, right? What does my have mean? Look in the carbon eda. Klomar ech haya omed kishiniskar v'yatza. What state was he in? Was he already like in the water? Was he like the Gemara, remember in the Bavli and Shabbos Laman Aleph, the guy who wanted to get Hillel annoyed? And the Gemara keeps saying that he waited till he was undressed already and three times and nisatef, right? Each time the Gemara says he got dressed again. So what state? So Rabbi Drusi Amar Kachave. Kachave. What is that? Rabbi, he had gone in. He just had gone in. Like exactly as is described in the story, right? The carbon eda nichnas v'lohischal chabemerchatz. He had gone in. That was the start. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yosi Amar shliach manui have. That means he was already undressed. He was already undressed. Mufshat mi begadav kishenizkar, says the carbon eda. So either way, and that would show that maybe that's the start of the bathhouse when you already got undressed. First is when you just went in. So maybe he took off his shoes. I don't know. Amar le Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says to him, one second. Vlokin alfan, didn't you teach us vim Rabbi? Vlokin alfan Rabbi vim hischilu in mafsikin? Right? If you remember the our Mishnah, right? If you started these, you don't have to stop. So do here. You started to take a shower. Go afterwards. What are you running away for and stopping what you're doing? And then you're going to have to come back. So Amar le Chiya bini kalahi benecha. Is it light what in your eyes? What Chazal say? Shkala shomea parsha min ben beno ki iluhu shoma me'ar Sinai. If you hear Torah from your grandson, right? It's like hearing it from our Sinai, right? So is that small in your eyes? Which is amazing in that if you remember, some might remember the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed has the same exact Chazal with one word change. If you teach Torah to your grandson, it's like hearing it's teaching it from our Sinai. So this, the Yerushalmi says, if you hear Torah. So it's two-directional. It's learning and teach and learning and listening. That's the special relationship between the grandparent and the grandchild in terms of learning Torah and teaching Torah. So that's pretty amazing. It's one slight word change. But I think putting them together then gives a message about the relationship and about the learning. Umay Taima, where do you see such a... my time, remember, in Yerushalmi language is always, what's the source? Well, my time is like, minani mili. V'odatim lovanecha, v'lovrei vanecha, yom asher amata, l'vrei asher malakecha b'chorev. Right? Let your children and grandchildren know. And then right after that, you have the phrase of Har Sinai, of Chorev. And therefore, you see from there, that's related. So that's what Rav Shimon Levi says. I'm running out to hear Torah from my grandchild. I don't know about you. Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Chiya, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chizkiya, the name of Rabbi Yirmiya. The name of Rabbi Chiya, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So, that's the Chazal. So, it's amazing that's what this Chazal that we're about to learn is stated in the name of Rabbi Chizkiya, in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya, in the name of Rabbi Chiya, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And what does he say? Im yachol at l'shalshel es hashmua ad Moshe shalshela. If you're able to quote a vart of Torah and go through the whole line, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, I heard it from my Rebbe, you heard it from his Rebbe, you heard it from his Rebbe, who heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, go for it. Shalshela. Right? V'imla, so it's not by accident that's exactly what happens here. There's four people in the line. V'imla, and if not, tfos, we're going to change the gears a little bit, rishon, v'achron, achron. At least do first and last. Right? The one that you heard it from, the last one in the line, and then the first one where the vart came from. At least that. Look at the carbon eda. L'shal sheles ha-shmua, shal sheles shu chibur chatichos barzel ze bazeh. Ken yizkar ba'ale ha-shmua kulan. Mention all of them in the line. Mi ki belmi, mi ad Moshe Rabbeinu. All of ha-shalom. V'haynu, and where do you see that from? Let's just do the next line of the Gemara. My taima, v'odatim levanecha v'levrei vanecha. Let them know, yom asher amadta. What does that mean? Go all the way back. To Chorev. And if you can't, at least do first and last. Right? This reminds you maybe, there's a Gemara Nazir that also says this. Gemara Nazir Daf Nun Vav also says that one should, if you can't mention everything, everyone in the line, go first and last. First and last. If you look in the Sha'ar Mitzyana Balacha, Rabbi Braun from Brooklyn, he has the Sarim all on Shas and others. So he says, right, the language of Nazir there is Kol Shmeitza Demis Amra Bebeit Lasa Kadmoi Ubasroi Amrinan. Right, you say first and last, and here we have Vitzarachian. There Matzino B'Shas Amru Afilu Dal Veheimen Achron Arishon. There, you don't have this Lechachila line. Go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and if not, Right? So he says, you have many times in Shas, you have like a whole line. He says, look in the Chidah, she'ein mechuyav laskiram el arishon ma'achron, avalam rotzel laskiram maskil l'kulam. And the Chidah on that Gemara, in Pesach Anayim quotes, from the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, Perek Aleph, right? Our Gemara says, there's a chila, go all the way. Quotes from the Karban Aeda on our Gemara. So again, that's the line. But you not always have that, right? Yaakov Avinu says, in Parshas Vayetze, Hayadatem as Lavan ben Nachor, and we know Lavan was not Nachor's son, he was Ben Besuel ben Nachor. So he skipped one. Well, you could be a raya from the Torah. You didn't want to just mention Besuel. Well, Nachor was a greater tzaddik than Besuel, right? Chizkiyahu HaMelech, right? He's on his deathbed. He's telling Yeshayahu HaNavi, Kach mukubalni bebeis avi abba, right? And Rashi says, David HaMelech. He doesn't say the whole line. I have a Mesorah from my father and my father and my father. So, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes you have to see whether it's appropriate to mention more, but at least first and last. Good. Weiter. Gidol Amar. Another line about past the transmission of Torah. Kol ha'omer shmua mipi omra. Whoever says Torah in the name of whoever is, you know, he said it. So in Pirkei Avos, what does it say? Maybe Gula Olam. You bring Gula. And we spoke about that just recently, so I'm not going to repeat that again. From the Maharal in Pirkei Avos. What the maybe Gula Olam that you, Hashem uses you for Gula. But here's a different line. But if you quote somebody, Yehei roeh bal ha'shmua kiluhu omi kenegdo. You should see the person in the room with you. If you quote something, it's as if he's there. Chazal say elsewhere, Sivsosav Dovavos Bekever, their lips are talking in the grave. Sivsosav Dovavos Bekever. So you might say, Umaytaima, so therefore what's the source? Ach B'Tselem Yishalech Ish. B'Tselem, with a picture of the person, you should go Yishalech Ish. Right, and the Pashup Shah, you would think that is, why? Basically to give him covered. Right, think that they're there, so it's as if, like, you know, you're there. It's mamshich their derech. The Karban Aedah here and other mafarshim say because you'll say it better and more carefully if you think they're in the room, right? If you're not there, you're quoting. But if you think they're there in the room with you, right? So says the Karban Aedah here. Jal yedeze yagad adavar alofno. You'll say it better. The ikar halimud me rabo burias panim. Because it's so crucial to see your Rebbe. Dechsev, hayoenecha roses marecha. V'kivan shabala shmua omed lenegdo yodeya v'yavin hadavar alborio. Number one, you'll say it better. Number one, you'll understand it better. If you could see it, imagine if your Rebbe is there, you'll understand it better. There's so much here. Just, Reb Soloveitchik has the, description. Again, this is probably my favorite. I shouldn't say my. One of my favorite mamarim of Rav Soloveitchik. It's in the second volume of Hashkafas Harav, Man of Faith in the Modern World, The Experience of a Rosh Yeshiva. Right? The old Rebbe walks into the classroom crowded with students who are young enough to be his grandchildren. He enters as an old man with wrinkled face, his eyes reflecting the fatigue and sadness of old age. The Rebbe is seated and sees before him rows of young but beaming faces, clear eyes radiating the joy of being young. For a moment, the Rebbe is gripped with pessimism, with tremors of uncertainty. He asks himself, could there be a dialogue between an old teacher and young students, between a Rebbe in his Indian summer and students enjoying the spring of their lives? The Rebbe starts the shiur, uncertain as how it will proceed. Suddenly the door opens and an old man, much older than the Rebbe, enters. He is the grandfather of the Rebbe, Reb Chaim Brisker. It would be most difficult to study Talmud with students who are trained in the sciences and mathematics were it not for his method, which is very modern and equals, if not surpasses, most contemporary forms of logic, metaphysics, or philosophy. The door opens again, and another old man walks in. He's older than Reb Chaim, for he lived in the 17th century. His name is Reb Shabtai Cohen, who's known as the Shach, who must be present when civil law, Dinim Amanus, is discussed. Many more visitors arrive, some from the 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries, and others harking back to antiquity, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Rambam, Ravid, Rashba, Rabbi Akiva, and others. These scholarly giants of the past are bidden to take their seats. The Rebbe introduces the guest to his pupils, and the dialogue commences. The Rambam states a halacha. The Ravid disagrees sharply, as is his wont. Some students interrupt to defend the Rambam, and they express themselves harshly against the Ravid, as young people are apt to do. The Rebbe softly corrects the students and suggests more restrained tones. The Rashba smiles gently. The Rebbe tries to analyze what the students meant, and other students intercede. Rabbeinu Tam is called upon to express his opinion, and suddenly a symposium of generations come into existence. Young students debate earlier generations with an air of daring, I just can't get through this, with an air of daring familiarity, and a crescendo of discussion ensues. All speak one language. All pursue one goal. All are committed to a common vision. and all operate in the same categories. I'm skipping. After a 2 or 3 hour shiur, the Rebbe emerges from the chamber young and rejuvenated. He has defeated age. The students look exhausted. In the Masara experience, years play no role. Hands, however parchment dry and wrinkled, embrace warm and supple hands in a commonality, bridging the gap which separates the generations. That should be on the refrigerator. Okay, but that's this line. When you say Mipi Hashmua, they should be there in the room. It's mamish to be there in the room. That's where Soloveitchik expressed. Roe Baal Shmuel Kilu Hu Omed Kenegdo. Umayt, so that's the mucker. Ksiv, we continue. Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chazdo V'ish Emunim Mi Yimsa. Pasuk in Mishlei. So, right again, we're not going to darshan the Pashup Shot, but who is the Rav Adam and who is the Ish Emunim? Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chazdo Zeh Shar Kal Adam. That's the average man. Shar Kal Adam, the Karban Eida says, Rov B'nei Adam Yikra Ish Taraso V'no Makbid La'omer B'shema Omer. Rav Adam, most people, Yikra Ish Chazdo, a person just does enough chesed and just says the Vart. Doesn't quote it by name. B'ish Emunim. A man who's very truthful. He knows exactly who said it, and he'll be very careful when he says it. That's like Rabbi Zeira. From the following stories, we know that Rabbi Zeira was very machpid about the transmission. To Amar Rabbi Zeira, less anan srichin chashashin l'shmoasid Rav Sheshes. Right? Question is, what does this mean? So now we'll go with one shot. Karban Eda. We don't have to be choshesh for the Shmuel Rav Sheshes, meaning be very careful when Rav Sheshes quotes somebody by name, to who Gavra Mefatcha, because he is a person who is open. What is that? That's Lashon, euphemism, Saginar, he's blind. Right? That's the Lashon of the way that we have to say, he's open, he's blind. Meaning, be careful, because he might have heard something, and he didn't know who was talking. He didn't know who was talking, because he was blind. Or maybe he didn't fully understand it, says the Karma Eda, because he couldn't see his Rebbe. Right? There are other Gemaras, from an Erevin, about if you see the front of your Rebbe, the back of your Rebbe, you see the front of your Rebbe, you have even more understanding. But you see Rebbe Zeira made that comment, but he's very machpid about where the Masorah came from. And the following, Amar Rebbe Zeira le Rebbe Yasa, Chakim Rebbe Labar Padia, dat Amar Shmuatza Min Shmaya. Rebbe Zeira said to Rebbe Yasa, did you know Bar Padia? You quote him by name. Right? Did you know him? Because I really hope you do. Amalei Rebbe Yochanan Amrin Bishmo. So he answers, well, Rebbe Yochanan quoted in his names, and Rabbi Yochanan would be very medactic. Amar Rabbi Zeira le Rabbi Ba Bar Zavta, Chakim Rabbi le Rav, Datam Rishmuatza Mishmei, same thing, right? Did you know him? Amar le Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar Mishmo. Well, Rav Ada Bar Ava said it in his name, and he's very machbid about who he quotes. So, but you see from the questions that Rabbi Zeira asked that he's very machbid about the Mesorah, exactly where the thought comes from. Period. Velo Labursaki. So the next line in the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to sit down in front of a bersagi in the tannery within a half an hour. Says the Gemara. What did the Mishnah say? If you started, don't be mafsik. But if you did, but you shouldn't start. But if you did, then you're allowed to. You don't have to stop. So Isa Chami Bedalin Mibdi Sherecho Rav At Amar Hachin. What's the question? So we'll go with Chaim Gnieski's shot. Right? You see, somebody says Kriyashma, you have to be away from if it smells bad. Right? We know that the halacha. I'm sorry, this is going on the last line of the Mishnah. Forgot to mention. Right? The last line of the Mishnah says, but you have to be masik for Kriyashma. Right? Even though I'm Hischilu and Mafsikin, but you have to be masik for Kriyashma. We'll see why later. But so you're in the middle of tanning, and the Gemara assumes that you smell really badly when you're tanning. So it sounds like from the Mishnah, just go out and say Kriyashma without taking a shower, without changing your clothes. Is that allowed? That's the question. That's okay. As Isachami, come and see. Bedilin Mimisha Rechara. You have to separate when you say Kriyashma from someone who smells bad. Viata Marachan, and here you say that, oh, Mafsikin le Kriyashma. You can say Kriyashma even though you stink? Doesn't sound like you have to take a shower. Answer, yeah, no, you have to take a shower. Lo Asya Delo Misha Yislabesh Bigde Umanuso. If you started already, then you gotta come out, take a shower, and change your clothes. What are we talking about here? Where all you did is you just put on your clothing of tanning, but you didn't start tanning, so you don't smell yet. And that's why, that's the case of Mafsiki and Lekriyashma. But yes, if you actually started tanning and somebody stinks, then they have to do more. Period. V'lo lachol. So also, don't start a big su'uda during mincha time. Haschalas achila ezuhi. So what's the beginning of the food? What's the beginning of the meal? Rav Acha, Rebbe Ba, B'shem Rebbe, Misheyito Yadav. When you wash your hands. When you wash your hands, the Tilas Yadayim. When you wash your hands, that's the beginning of the Suda. And once you started that, then you don't have to be mafsik. You don't have to be mafsik. Rebbe made this comment about a different context. And Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Ba are applying it to our context. Where did he make this comment to start with? So Rabbi Acha Amar, L'Kiddush is Amris. He said it regarding Kiddush. Said it regarding Kiddush. What kind of Kiddush? There's a Gemara in Psachim. Gemara in Psachim that sounds like that if somebody, and this is the way, this is a Raya, this Gemara sounds like it's a Raya to this understanding of that Gemara in Psachim. And that is Kuf Yud, Kuf Avam Abayz. Kuf Avam Abayz in Arvi Psachim. The Gemara says, Amar Afhuna Amar Raf Ta'am Eino Makadesh. What does that mean? If you tasted Eino Makadesh. So what does that mean? So there is a Deya, the Ravid, quoted in the Maram Chalava. There in Psachim says, if you ate before Kiddush, then we fine you and you're not allowed to make Kiddush. You have to have somebody else be motzi you in Kiddush. That's what the Ravid quotes in the Maram Chalava. Right? He said, the Hikshar Ravid, v'chim yishum da'avar v'ta'am lo yakadesh. What does that mean? If you ate food without getting Kiddush, then you should do something wrong and then just not make Kiddush. Misha'achal, right, quoting from the Garim Brachas. Misha'achal shum v'recho nodev yochal shum acher v'yerecho nodev. If you had garlic and your breath stinks, you should have more garlic and make your breath stink more. That means if you did one thing wrong, do something else wrong. Yay without Kiddush. So just eat more, forget Kiddush. What does it mean? Ava tom inu makadesh. Upireshu lo yakadesh hu. Bibresha nirek himevaze es hamitzvos. What, you're eating before Kiddush? So it looks bad. So have somebody else make Kiddush for you. Ava lacheir makachin hu. Umi ovakai malanachi. We don't pass him this way. We pass it if you ate before Kiddush, you can still make Kiddush. But that's what the Gemara says here. Ravach Amar le Kiddush Amris. It means if you already sat, you already washed your hands for the Suda, so that's already enough that, you know, you can't make Kiddush. So again, we don't paskin that way, but that's where Ravach said it. Rabbi Ba Amar le Bracha is Amris. So it's talking about Bracha, meaning once you wash your hands, you are, the carbonate that says, you have to eat. Chayav levarech miyad. Don't have any hefsik between the washing of the hands and the bracha. Again, lechachila, we're not supposed to talk. That's one of the misconceptions. If somebody talks between washing the tilas yadayim and then hamotzi, they don't have to wash again. Just, you're not supposed to talk. There's even the halacha, if you remember the ritva. There's a ritva in Erevin that says, let's say I washed and I'm sitting down and then I realize there's no bread. Right? It's not Shabbos, let's say. I thought I was gonna have, I don't know, bread, and my wife is going to bring me, and then all of a sudden I realize it's noodles, right? I thought I was going to be a machmir and pasal baba kisnin, and I realize noodles. Okay, noodles are not pasal baba kisnin. So the ritva says, okay, good. You send a tilas yadayim, do whatever you want. You don't have to go to your neighbor to look for bread. And so again, that's lachadchila though. We shouldn't have any hefsek. Viter. Rav nasev lidoi. Rav washed his hands. Ramaz chia brei lemzoga boy meitan le. So Rav washed his hands. His son Chia was merames to the wine pourer to give Rav for kiddush boy meitan le. Amar le kfar etchalnu besuda. He said, no, I already started the suda. Meaning, let somebody else make kiddush according to the how we just explained the previous gemara. Dalma, we had that way back at the beginning of brachas. That's a word that introduces a story in Yerushalmi. It could be dal lema. This, let it be said. Let it be known. Let it be known this story. Rabbi Meisha, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Havan Yas v'Nachlin. They were sitting and eating. V'chadim in Kiddush Deilasa. They were sitting in a shul, in the upstairs of a shul. Asa ante ditzlosa. The time came to Davin. Davin Mincha. Come later of Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Mitzlei. Shoshua, Rabbi Yitzchak, got up to Davin. Am later of Meisha. V'lokin off and Rebbe. Didn't we learn? V'mizchilei mafsikin. Right? If you started, you don't have to stop. Vitani Chizkia, very famous line. I would say top 10 Yerushalmi lines here that are quoted. Right? We have shir about this. Right? And didn't we learn, call Misho Pateman Adavar Voseo Nikra Hedyot? Right? If you do something that you're exempt from, you're a fool. Right? And therefore, what are you doing? You don't have to stop your Suda. What are you getting up to Davin for? Amar Leh, he says, okay, Vatani, what do you mean? Doesn't it say in Brachas? Chasen Pater. The Chasen doesn't have to say Kriyashma on the first night of his wedding. Chazan Russell like Kari, but if he wants to, he can. So I'm being machmir, like the Mishnah says there. Omar le yachani patele Rabbi Gamliel. That's an exception to the rule. That's like Rabbi Gamliel. Remember the lashon? The Omar Rabbi Gamliel said, "Eini shomei alachem levatim meni machlo shemaim shalachas." I'm not going to listen to you to be mevatel, kriyashma for me. I'm not saying kriyashma. Meaning, some Rabbi Gamliel is different. That's an exception to the rule. This is a huge topic. Right, appropriate and inappropriate chumras, because we know the first mission in Pirkei Avos asu siag la Torah. That's a good thing. And Rabbi Yonah says there's nothing greater than a siag. And yet that has to be balanced with here, Nikra Hedyot. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos says, you want to be a Nazir? Nikra Hedyot. Right? That's only for emergency situations. The Rambam says it's a chote to be a Nazir. Right? The Ramban in Parshas Daso, it's a great thing to be a Nazir. You're a Kadosh if you're a Nazir. So this is a huge time. If you sit in the Sukkah when it's raining, the Rambam quotes this Yerushalmi. Nikra Hedyot. Right? And that's why some of the Hasidic Rebbes used to sit in the Sukkah when it was raining, and he says, I'd rather be a Hedyot in the eyes of God and stay in my Sukkah. It's all these different stories, but anyway, this is a big Sukkah. There is, I usually don't quote, there's not so much that I quote from Kahati, right? Kahati usually quotes the earlier sources, but there's one on Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. I saw this many years ago, going through Mishnayos many years ago. So he quotes from Shamati B'Shem Rav Chaim Ivalajan. He quotes Rav Chaim Ivalajan on this Mishnah about, Rabbi Gamliel says, I'm saying Kriyashma, I'm not going to be Mevatel. So he says, Rav Chaim Ivalajan says, usually we have to get into the zone to daven properly. Right, to say Kriya Shema or to Shmona, we have to come out of our natural state and get into the zone to be focused on Kriya Shema and get focused on davening. So if we're putter from Kriya Shema or from davening, okay, Mimela, I'm putter. Rabbi Gamliel was naturally in the zone of Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So he was, to tell him not to say Kriya Shema, he was going to have to undo his natural state. That's what it means. Eini shomei alochem levatel mimeni malchus shemayim afilu sha'achas. I'm not leaving the zone. This is my natural state, and I'm not. Rabbi Gamliel shu nasan kulo ba'ol avodas Hashem v'chol mayanav b'dvarim shebekdusha lo kasha lehishtachrer mimachshavas hakodesh afilu b'makom she'asa laharet dvarim shebekdusha gon merchatz. Right. That's the. So that's what it says here. Okay. I'll drop more again. We have to spend more time. Falola din and also din. Also din. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yosef, Chad Amar. What is the beginning of din? Mishiyashvu ladin. When the dayanim sit down, that's the beginning of din. V'charana Amar, Mishiyashmiyot ha'noseyam. When the bale, when the party start giving their claims. There's another day in the Bavli about when they put on their cloak, because they have to be done with a hood. Im ischilu ein mafsikin. Mafsikin l'kriyashvim, mafsikin l'tfila. You stop for kriyashma, not for tfila. Why? Three days. Amar of Acha, again, every two lines of this daf is a separate shiur. Amar of Acha, number one. What's the difference between Kriyashma and Tefillah? Number one. Kriyashma Divrei Torah, Tefillah Einu Divrei Torah. Kriyashma is Daraisa. It's not for Kriyashma. Tefillah is Durabanan. Wow. Ramban. Ayin Shum. How does the Rambam read this Gemara? Tefillah is not Daraisa. The Rambam says, davening every day is Daraisa. Maybe Zmani Tefillah. The fact that you have to daven now is not daraisa. Of course, tefillah is daraisa. The Ramban holds is not. You don't have to daven mi daraisa. It's a chiddush adarabanan. Of course, it's a kiyum daraisa, not a chiyuv. But again, this line sounds like the Ramban, but it's not a problem because you can re-understand it. Or maybe he holds like one of the other two deis. Amar Rabbi Ba, kriyashma zmana kavua. Tefillah is mana kavua. Kriyashma is a zman daraisa. Tefillah, right? Ubishach b'chol v'kumecha. Right? Tefillah doesn't have a zman daraisa. The Rabbanan. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Kriyashma in a Sricha Kavana. Kriyashma doesn't need Kavana. Utfila Sricha Kavana. Davening needs Kavana. Reb Chaim, Tutaisa Kavana. Amar Rabbi Mana, Kashasa Kumid Rabbi Yosa. Kriyashma doesn't need Kavana? Avila Tame Kriyashma in a Sricha Kavana. Shloshim Sukhana Rishonim Sricha Kavana. What do you mean? Three, at least the beginning of Kriyashma needs Kavana. The first Pasuk, the second Pasuk. The Gemara says, Min Gud Inin Sivchad Hu Machavein. But that's very short. It's a small thing, so you're in the middle of something else. So do we assume that you could stop and have proper kavana? For Kriya Shema, yes, it's very short, you could do it. For Shemona Esrei, no, you can't. It's too long, and therefore we don't think you can, and therefore you don't have to stop. Period. We'll have to stop here. Come back, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow when we talk about Rav Shimon bar Yochai's wish that if I would have been at Har Sinai, I would have asked Hashem to give every human being two mouths. Okay? We'll get to that, Baruch Hashem, next time.